flexing us, so we gave us the strength, so we gave us the power, so we he's showing out, that's why we Yo, 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 we are back. Episode 11 of season 2 of the Not the Same Podcast, hosted by this one word. See, Micah, that one word over there, Mr. Blood Game, Robert. It's just jokes. Don't nobody come see my brother. He got a girlfriend. I ain't talking about a lady, so don't show up at this one word out.
Don't do it.
trouble. You pull up, it's going to be a problem. But yeah, man, we are back very, very happy and glad to be back with y'all for another Not the Same Podcast sports show. Got so many sports to talk about, man. So many sports. But before we dig into it, man, do us a favor. Do us a solid. Do what you see on the screen in about 5 seconds probably because, you know, computer be computering. But, number one, hit that like button. If you have not subscribed to Not the Same Podcast, go ahead and subscribe to Not the Same Podcast. And lastly, hit that notification bell so you'll be notified when we are live, just in case you ain't just on here already waiting. What up, D? Good to see you, sis, as always. What up, Hagans? Good to see you, brother.
Hello, bruh. Yo, we want to give a shout out to our MTNV famo. These are the rebroadcasters of the Not the Same Podcast. And honestly, folks, I'm going to be real with you. I don't know if all these one words still rebroadcasters, but we just show love like that because that's who we is. Life Show TV, definitely a rebroadcaster, but we show love to Life Show TV, Takeover Radio, Praise 365, Parable Radio, RYC Praise News, Hiss Hop Radio and Podcast Network, as well as the 520 Collective. Those are the rebroadcasters, so we think, of the Not the Same Podcast. You hear what I'm saying?
Bro said, so we think. Hey, if you're on social media, man, check us out on YouTube. Obviously, if you're watching this right now on YouTube, but also Facebook, as well as Instagram, as well as Twitter, as well TikTok. You know, it's still active, so we still active on there as well. All the bootleg streams you find us, man. Don't be so hateful, man. Go on, give us a like on that bootleg stream since you bootlegging and stealing. Go on, leave us a like on there. Give us a good comment. You know what I'm saying? Scooter, what's up, brother? Look at Scooter. I ain't throwing shade. No, all love and respect for Scooter. One of the new voices on our favorite.
Hold on. See, that shows this one word ain't been watching the show because we've been shouting you out every show, brother. Congratulations on the promotion.
Big congrats.
On Boost and everything. So we show you mad love, my
this
brother.
This brother got a job,
and you just
man.
Told on yourself.
He got a J-O-B.
Hey,
this brother worked. Nah, good to see you, Scooter. Good to see you,
man. Nah, what up, Scooter? Congratulations, brother. We love you, man.
Absolutely. All right, man. Without further ado, man, let's get into what is popping. Yeah, what's popping?
You all right, brother?
Somebody tell me what's popping.
If y'all would have heard what this one word just said.
Yeah, I'm just saying. You don't know how to pop the button, my guy?
My button on my little thing, it has icons and pictures, and somebody updated the picture that I didn't update. So I'm just like, is this right? I was scared to push it. I didn't know what's going to happen. You know what I'm saying? Scooter said he just wanted to bother us. All right, brother. We appreciate you.
All right, brother.
All right, man, this is our What's Poppin' segment where we come in with some of the latest news within all sports. That's just make it easier, man. One of our newest things we started, Not the Same Podcast, is not but it is this right here, our top three plays of the week, man. So without further ado, let's go get into that right quick. Right, real. Here we go.
Like the Clippers, they just don't have the experience that the Clippers do. There's a good shot of Will Hardy. Meanwhile, Paul George creates space and then some. And the Clippers
and an ankle breaker.
So defensively, the weak side is going to have to be
right.
Lob.
That's 39 years old, brother.
That it should have been offensive. Lawyer, feed it.
Oh, yeah, this is nasty.
Yeah, but then he went home.
Now that part that Rob said, then he went home. That wasn't necessary, but yeah, man. Hey, top three plays, man. Two NBA plays, Paul George. Then we got what was the other one?
We had LeBron James. You had
LeBron
Reeves,
jumping
LeBron
like that.
James,
you know what
and
saying?
Then my man.
We don't know what his name
his
is, but Purdue caught off the rim, real something nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that was. I think the top three this week because we don't normally go in a particular order, even though it says 3-2-1. That 3-2-1 is truly how I feel about how those look as far as, my top three this week.
So number three was the Paul George. Two was
Paul George.
Guy.
Double and ankle breaker. He broke his own and the other person, but he made the jumper.
Hey, he double jointed.
Right. And then number two for me was LeBron James at 39 years old. My man LeBron still jumping out the gym. And I had to give it to my man from Purdue because he caught that thing off the rim and it came out nowhere.
Yeah, so. I got the exact same order as you, bro, because LeBron never ceases to amaze me.
No,
but
not at all.
But homeboy for Purdue coming out the rim, I was watching the game at that time. I was like, oh, because I did not expect that. And he didn't just catch it and just kind of, no, my man caught it back here. You know what I'm saying? Scratched his back, then yammed that thing.
Yeah.
So that was nasty, man. So yeah, I got the same order as you. All right, man, starting off with the NCAA March Madness, man, we had the championship games for both the men's and the women's.
Yo, man.
What's good, bro?
UConn, look, shout out to UConn, man. Look, UConn has won back-to-back national championships, becoming the first team since Florida when they did it in 2006 and 2007. And before that, it was my Duke Blue Devils in 91 and 92. So that was a gone long gang time ago. They beat Purdue 75-60, even though Purdue had the number one play this week with my man with the putback dunk. That was about it. Him and Edie. You know, that play and the fact that Edie
was hooping, dog.
Edie played.
Edie was
he had 35 and 10, man. He was hooping. But his team just didn't show up. UConn is now Michael Jordan when it comes to the championship games. They're 6-0 in championship games, bro.
Facts.
6-0. You dig what I'm saying? They're now tied with North Carolina with third most championships. Yep. You know, with six. They passed my Duke Blue Devils. We stuck at five. But now they tied with North Carolina with six national championships.
Yeah.
Third in history, only behind Kentucky with eight. And UCLA with 11. So that is the men's championship. Shout out to UConn because when I was doing my bracket, I didn't really pay attention to them. I don't know how I slept on UConn this season. And maybe it's because they way, way up yonder. You dig what I'm saying? But
I
slept on them.
Connecticut.
Yeah. I slept on them.
Hey, quick thoughts about that game, man. Purdue, first half was all right, man. UConn, their guards was too much. Because the big man, now I will say this though, the voice, ain't nobody ask you about Duke. For real, the voice.
Well, man,
but no, he showed just forced them into the conversation. But look, this is the thing that was so good about Connecticut. Bro, do you know they did not, every game they won this year was by double digits, including the March Madness. By double digits. Like, they is for real dynasty. What's so awesome about.
Plus 144.
Look,
tournament.
What's so dope about UConn is this. They lost three starters last year to the NBA and got back. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I will say this, too, as the battle of the big man, Edie did eat, but Klingon was nice, though. Klingon was getting with him because Edie was eating the first half. And then Klingon started, he was like, dog, I'm bagging against somebody almost big as me. And it was different. Them jump hooks from free throw line was a lot different from jump hooks right there by the goal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And as for draft purposes, man, I know we didn't ask this, but I just wanted to say this. Of those two big men, I think there's more of a future for Klingon than Edie. Even though right now I believe Edie is better, I think Klingon will be better for the NBA. That's the big man for UConn. And the reason I say this, Edie is better as post-up game. Who post up in the NBA? Nobody. Keith Sweat, boys. Nobody post up in the NBA. Nobody does. You never see it. So if he was drafted 10 years ago, it'd be good. Now, what I will respect about him, he played like the whole game. So I give him that. Klingon had to sit down after 10 to 15 minutes. But one thing Klingon does that is great for the NBA, he sets screens well, he plays defense, and he rolls well. And what the NBA is all about, pick and rolls. You know what I'm saying? So that's the only thing I would say about Edie that he may not be able to make it. I think he has enough talent. I think he's good enough. I think he's big enough. But the problem is, who's going
to
run an offense based around him?
Because
Purdue's whole offense is based around him.
But your team did it for Steven Adams.
Huh?
Your team did it for Steven Adams.
Steven Adams was not – no offense was based around him. It was based around his picks. That's why I'm talking about Klingon. Brother, I'm scouting. I want Klingon. You don't get it. Now, I wasn't going to force my team into this. I was going to keep it more incognito, but you pulled it out, dog.
Hey, Rhino, I ain't even got nothing to say, man. And other college basketball news. Listen, man, Kentucky. I said this a few weeks ago that the way these NIL deals and all this stuff is going – because you saw Saban leave and Coach K leave. I said Calipari was going to be next to leave because Kentucky was struggling. And guess what that one word did? He went somewhere where the NIL money was a lot better than Kentucky's.
That Tyson Chicken money, now, boy.
He is now the head coach of the Arkansas Razorbacks.
Yes, he is.
The same Razorbacks that Coach Nolan had coached to a national championship back in the day with Corliss Williamson. Yes. That's how long ago Arkansas was relevant. You dig what I'm saying?
No.
And they've been an attorney.
Sweet 16, not brother, just turning.
They relevant. I'm sorry. Okay. I can't. They coming out of. Okay. They about to be relevant now. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
Sweet 16, okay. So did San Diego State and some of these other Sweet 16 folks that, nah.
Jesus. We know you're a Duke fan. I know it only matters if you win the national championship. But other teams matter.
Anyway,
women's tournament, dog.
I was right. Now the word, boys. I was right. Calipari didn't dip out on Kentucky, and now he's down in Arkansas with the Razorbacks, and he gonna do some things down there.
He will. He will.
Cause he got the money.
Big money. All right, man. Women's national championship, bro. Thoughts man, on that, dog?
Shout out to South Carolina, man.
Big salute.
Listen, they avenged their loss against Iowa last season. You remember the last season they lost against Iowa? Anyways, they completed the perfect 38-0 season, becoming the 10th overall team, fifth women's team to go unbeaten, defeating Iowa 87-75. Yeah. Look, man, shout out to the women. This game averaged 18.7 million viewers.
Craig.
And at its peak, got all the way up to 24. The men's only averaged 14.8. Mm-hmm. They had 18.7, and at one point in time, 24 million viewers. Yo, man, shout out to South Carolina Gamecocks, and I want to give a special shout-out. We was going to play the video of it. Man, the most classiest coach, and y'all can call it what you want. You can call it hood. You can call it do whatever. The most classiest coach in women's basketball is definitely Dawn Staley, bro.
100%.
No matter what happened, she brought the fact that she brought her players' family in to see her play live, you know what I mean, because they had never seen her play live for the championship game, brought them in, surprised her. Amped up. You dig what I mean? Shout out to you. And then at the end, she shouted out Caitlin Clark because she recognized, listen, Caitlin then shot our game up to a whole nother level. And it's because of this young lady. And she said she's one of the GOATs. I did like how she put that out there. She said she's one of the GOATs to play this game, and she's going to be great in the WNBA.
I think it was a very good game, man. And I think here's the thing, why they won. Unlike LSU, Kim Mulkey, they decided to put an athletic guard on the best player. And all of a sudden, Caitlin Clark, although she dropped 30 because she is still awesome.
She is still awesome.
She still was splashing that thing, stepped back on everything, but it made it different. It made her have to work. And at the end of the day, the same girl, this is what was so dope. Remember last year when they played them, the same girl that Caitlin Clark did this to and turned around because she can't shoot, took cookies twice. Give me that.
Give me that.
Give it up. Give me that. You know what I'm saying? So big salute to them. Hey, D'd up, man. But what I really respect is like what Rob said. But what I really respect is what Rob said is that what Rob said about Dawn Staley, where she gave respect and honor to Caitlin Clark and what she's done for the whole women's basketball as a whole, because all of what she brought to college basketball, trust me, all that's going right over there to the Indiana Fever and the WNBA. They already selling out games. They ain't even picked her yet. They already selling out games. That's crazy. Like in five or six cities, the games where Caitlin Clark with the Indiana Fever is coming already sold out. So that's ridiculous, and big salute to them. But, yeah, you took the L that day, Caitlin. We love you, though. Salute.
Yeah, no doubt.
Because respect to Dawn Staley. She is a real coach. She got three championships. Three chips, dog.
Three.
Ridiculous.
With an undefeated season.
Undefeated season.
With an undefeated season.
Hey, no real superstar on that team, neither. You know what I'm saying?
It was collective.
Hey, that big girl was nice, though. I forgot her name. But 6'7", big 6'7" girl, she changed the whole game. She getting every rebound, every one of them. Go ahead, bro.
I'm going to say this. Are the women smart for playing in the afternoons over the men's prime time?
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean? Because I think the women, and I'm going to talk about this in my soapbox, but I think the women capitalized on the fact that they came on a Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Great game, by the way. You dig what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
Great game. and they capitalized on that time slot where the men went prime time. And I get it. The NBA don't play that night so that the alumni and those who from each team can actually watch or go to the game. But I think the men, dropped the ball, because I'm going to tell you something. I didn't fall asleep on the women's game. I fell asleep on the men's game. You dig what I mean?
I got to put this up. Because this is our brother. We shout out every Thursday. Larry Rogers. I ain't got no sports knowledge. Reverend Rufus with the golden toothpicks. If you know Rogers, you know this. Got more knowledge, but your brother and your friend, Pastor Larry Rogers, Langston Rogers, just want to say what up to my B-fam. And Rob, you brothers do your thing with this show. So much so much love. I'm about to go to high school class reunion. Hey, good to see you, brother.
We shout much you love out every you, bro. Thursday, brother. And every you don't Thursday. Even realize it. Every Thursday, you get shouted out.
Big salute. Big salute. Good to see you, bro. One last thing about that, man. I just think it was a great game. I really, really enjoyed it. What Rob said, I think the men's championship game, why did it come on at 8-something at night?
I
understand,
man.
Prime time, but what is prime time now? Kids don't watch TV. They watch YouTube. Yeah. You feel what I'm saying? Rob, you got kids. How many of them just sitting up there in front of the TV all day?
YouTube, brother.
It's YouTube. You know what I'm saying? Appointment viewing is when you want to watch it, when you want to watch it. That's why, that's another reason they had like 24 million at the peak. Why? Because it was at a perfect time. It was on, went in the middle of the night. Think about the people on the East Coast. It was 8 for us. It's 9-something at night for people in New York. All the fans of UConn, 9-something at night. So they had to stay up basically 12 o'clock at night to watch them watch their team win. Crazy,
brother. You know my sleep schedule. You know, as soon as we get off this joint, it's night-night one word. So when that game came on, this is what I saw. UConn for 3. That's all.
It. Oh, I went to sleep on at halftime. When I saw it was, I saw, oh, this is over. Anderson be watching this. I ain't always watching this.
Hey, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. Way to go, UConn. Yeah.
All right, man. That's NBA news, pass, bro. Right, right. That's mainly why.
That's it. All right, NBA news, man. Bro. Look on the I heard you, bro. NBA power ranking: Celtics number one. Nuggets 8. By the way, next week starts the playoffs, and we're gonna get more into that a little later. But it is a lot of NBA news going on right now. Celtics at number 1. Nuggets number 2. The Thunder at number 3. T Wolves at number 4. But that Nuggets and T Wolves thing are probably gonna they play tonight for the number 1 slot.
Yes, they
in
do.
The West. Mavs are number 5. The Clippers, number 6. Suns, number 7. They can't get right. Bucks are number 8. We don't know what's going to happen with that Achilles with Giannis. Pelicans at number 9. And the Knicks are still at number 10. The Knicks just not going nowhere. They just in the top 10. You know what I mean? Like, nobody's paying attention to these guys.
Right.
And NBA news, listen, the Warriors last night did something that ain't never been done before. They had the greatest three-point game in NBA history.
Draymond dropped 5 of them things.
5 of them things. 5 for 5. They shot 26 threes, hitting 63% clip. I don't think y'all understand the efficiency of that, but it's a single-game record, and it's no surprise the Splash Brothers and Draymond, the Splash Cousin, then got through and did what he needed to do. You know what I mean? So
man said Splash Cousin. Splash
I got it from somebody. I can't take credit for that one.
Okay.
Giannis strained his calf, so what are they going to do? We're going to talk a little more about Damon Lillard a little later. Carl Anthony's town is expected to come back before the playoffs, which starts next week. We'll see what happens. On a more somber note, man, Nate Robinson, my man used to be able to jump out the gym.
Yeah, bro.
He's saying that he ain't got much longer if he don't get a kidney. What I'm trying to figure out is how you got that much money and can't get a kidney. And you got all these people, billions of people in the world, and this man can't get a kidney. I'm not saying that he's better or more deserving than the child or the person who can't afford it or whatever the case may be. But let's be real, money runs the country. If you don't have money, opens doors, and he has money, and he still can't get the door open for his kidney. So I don't think dialysis is going to work for him. But he said he doesn't have much longer, man. So prayers up for Nate Robinson, man. And for anybody else looking for a transplant or waiting on the donor's list, you know, trying to get an organ. So I can't even imagine. Last week we gave a shout out to Lindsey Harding, because she led the Sacramento G League team to a championship with a 26-10 record. Well, guess what? The Charlotte Hornets had reached out to her and asked, hey, come get this head coaching job. Let's give you an interview and see if you can do that. We thought it was going to be Becky Hammond first, but shoot, she went to the Aces and started winning chips in the WNBA.
She did. What up? What's up, Odie? OD, brother.
OD was good.
Yeah, man. All right, next subject, man. The UFL started this, well, not started this weekend, but it started here in St. Louis.
Yeah.
It started here in St. Louis this weekend in the Dome. And Rob got some ridiculous statistics about that. And the UFL, and the UFL, which you don't know what that is, there was the USFL and the XFL combined forces to become one big spring league. Go ahead, bro.
Yo, man, the St. Louis Battlehawks won their home opener and provided the largest crowd. And I get spring football is new, but they have 40,317 people come to the Dome. Now, if you're not from St. Louis and don't know, the Dome can hold 67,000. The Rams averaged 52,000 their last season here in St. Louis before they packed up and dipped because wasn't nobody coming. Think about this. 67,000 stadium. They was only averaging 52,000, and out of the 52,000, most of them was visitors because I used to see them flying out the airport because it was cheaper to get a hotel and a ticket to see the game. And in their home city, these boys had 40,000 in the arena jumping. And that's a huge accomplishment, man. And the Battlehawks is still showing, and St. Louis fans are showing, we are more than a baseball.
Of course.
And hockey town, man. We can support a football team if you put a good product out there. And the Battlehawks is a good product.
Well, the thing is, when the Rams were here, I had the pleasure to go to a couple of games, and I saw what Kroenke was doing to the Rams. He was basically trashing them here because he wanted to move. Because here's the point. He had the bread because as soon as he got to L.A., he put his money into the team and they got a chip like that. Now, how did that happen that quick? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's still some of the same players from St. Louis was on there and got the chip. You know?
When they first got it, it's only one Kroenke left now.
He tried to tank the value. Like, St. Louis came up with the money. Behind the scenes, they had a plan for a new stadium because that's his out. We can't get a new stadium. They had plans to put that joint right by the river.
Right by the river.
He still didn't want it. And, you know, St. Louis got a little bread off that one boy, off that one word, too.
Oh, boy.
Got some millions off that boy.
Hey, if you don't think St. Louis got to go down there and look at the St. Louis soccer stadium.
Yeah,
they put that mug up in 2 weeks. I promise it feels like that.
Facts. And it's doing very well. Very well. You know what I mean? Big salute to the soccer team. All right, man. NHL news, man, before we wrap this up.
Hey, look, for any NHL fans, and I know a lot of people, I watch NHL playoffs. If the playoffs was to start today, the season is getting ready to end. It's just like the NBA. I believe the season ends next week or the week after. The same Blues right now in the West are on the outside looking in, but if they can go on the streak, we may be able to sneak in. But right now in the Western Conference, since the Blues are in the West, it would be Stars and the defending champion Golden Knights who are struggling in the first round. Avalanche versus the Jets, Canucks and Predators, Oilers and Kings. Over in the East, Bruins and Lightning, Panthers and Maple Leafs, Rangers and Red Wings, and Hurricanes and Islanders. As you can see, the scores going on the ticker down below. You know what I mean? Hockey is getting ready to get very interesting because
100%.
Hey, playoffs hit different. And I'm hoping the Blues will get in. I'm hoping they get in.
I do too. All right, man. Let's
get
to
hear Gloria.
Never again. Let's get to our soapbox, baby.
Soapbox.
All right, this is our Soapbox segment. Me and Rob go back and forth for 2 minutes on whatever we want to talk about. Rob normally talk about sports. I normally talk about whatever's on my mind. But you never know. It could be a surprise. We have a timer that looks like that right there down to my right, down to Rob's left. And we have a buzzer that sounds a little bit like this when it's over. As tradition, I always let my brother Rob go first. My brother, is you ready?
I am, man.
Let's go.
Now that the collegiate basketball season is over, let's take some time to get a women's basketball standing ovation. See, hit that button for me, man.
I got
you. Real quick. Listen, man, we saw phenomenal basketball on the women's side this year. Of course, we all know about Caitlin Clark and the number of records she broke in her final season, becoming the first Division I college basketball player, man or woman, to have 3,000 points, 900-plus assists, and 800-plus boards. Juju Watkins showed that the women's game is still in good hands when Caitlin leave and broke every record USC could think of. She scored more 51-point games, most Pac-10 freshman honors of the week, and 30-point games all throughout. You know what I mean? LSU, listen, man, they persevere. Out of all the drama during the beginning between Angel Reese and Flage and their mamas fighting and doing all that, you know what I mean? Like, it just was a lot of drama going on. Yeah. My point is, storylines and records broken and reported this year brought far more attention to the women's than the men's league. And with so many up-and-coming stars on the women's side, I can honestly say I can name more women athletes this year than on the men's side. Name me five men basketball players, and I'm not going to name my team because I know my squad. But outside of my squad, I can name more female players than I can. Listen, man, WNBA, this is to you. Take a page out of your little sister's book and market and capitalize on the fact that Angel Reese is coming, Caitlin Clark is coming, Camilo Cardoza is coming, Aaliyah Edwards is coming. Yeah. And they're all coming into your league because these young ladies have a momentum like never before that you guys can thrust into the WNBA and take it to new heights. You don't get 18.7 million viewers for nothing. WNBA, look at what they did, marketed these young ladies and marketed around them and let your league soar like it should be doing.
All right, I agree with you, brother. My soapbox is on a similar subject, man. I'm gonna continue this subject in this way, though. This year proved the importance of what it is in sports is to have, and I'm not saying, let me preface this, I'm not saying no racial thing. I'm pointing out something. I'm not saying a racial thing. I'm pointing out something. One more time for everybody to catch this after I say, I'm not saying a racial thing. I'm pointing out something. Caitlin Clark is from Iowa. She played at Iowa. Where is Iowa at? One of those flyover states, the states that everybody always forget about, right? It's called Middle America. And you know what's in Iowa and all those flyover states, including St. Louis, Missouri. We got, flyover states, Missouri, you know what I'm saying? Indiana, all these places, right? When you have someone that looks like you, it does great. It's no hate. You know what I'm saying? I think someone that is of that persuasion that, you know, if you are a white person and you have somebody that looks like you and they're doing good and you want to root for them because they look like you, bravo. We do it all the time. We do it all the time. You know why everybody sold out the Black Panther movie? Because it looked like us. Ain't none of us one word is African for real. You know what I'm saying? But they look like us. And we like, we got to go support because we got our representation. So that worked in Caitlin Clark's favor and also worked in the in college basketball favor and shot the numbers way up. And every game was Caitlin Clark versus us. Now, they weren't really fighting for real. People that got a real sensible mind know, okay, it really ain't black and white. But that friction caused major ratings. And what I'm saying is, it's not really a bad thing. It's marketing. It's called getting money. It's called getting viewers because it's been going on for eons and years. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now, these dumb, crazy fans take it real serious and get to saying racial things and going off on Angel Reese or going off on Caitlin Clark and got mad because Caitlin got beat because she was white. No, let's don't do that now. But we got to represent. We got to understand what it really, really is. Caitlin Clark and college basketball was so big because one of their own was the star. And there's nothing wrong with it, in my mind. There's nothing wrong with it. Because we love to shoot up our stars, too. Let's don't get mad, because they got a star now. That's all I'm saying. All right, let's get to debate for a few. Oh, my God. If y'all are only here. We got to figure out a way to put the outtakes on somewhere. Anyway, this is the Baby Fuel segment. When me and Rob go back and forth for 5 minutes over particular subjects and on sports topics or whatever, man, we may end up debating for real. You know what I'm saying? Kind of started off early in the show when he don't debate for you. It be like that sometime. With that being said, we got a time to look like this when it's over at 5 minutes. A buzzer that sounds just like this. And when it's over, anyway, I got all distracted by the comments. Anyway. Y'all wildin'. All right, man. Not mad as gas car. Let's get it started, man. On the same subject. Now that Caitlin Clark is headed to the WNBA, will women's college basketball remain as popular? Now that Caitlin Clark is headed to the WNBA, will women's college basketball remain as popular? Mr. Davis.
Yes, I believe that it will because you have so many freshmen that was just phenomenal. The one thing that women's college basketball profits off of, and it's a benefit, nobody leaves one and done.
Yeah.
All these girls stay for 4 years. So you get a chance to build your love-hate relationship. You get a chance to see the comeback stories. That's why I say the league is in good hands. It's not just Juju Watson out there. You got the young lady from Notre Dame. And see, if you watch him, forgive me. I just can't remember everybody's name because I'm, to be honest, is just now starting to get into women's college basketball. But they're hooping out there. And it's a bunch of freshmen, second year and third year players that's going to continue to go. Like South Carolina. South Carolina is getting ready to lose some players, but they're going to be just as good next year as well because they're losing two, but they got more coming in. And I love it. UConn's going to be phenomenal next year as well. Mm-hmm. So with Paige up there. So, yeah, I think that's in good hands.
Okay, my opinion is this.
Nope.
Ain't going to be the same. It is not going to be the same. Now, it's going to be better. It's going to be better than what it was. But I just said in my soapbox that their great hope, I'm going to leave out the other part, just went to the WNBA. All those eyes that love Caitlin is going to the WNBA. Unless there's another Caitlin come up. Now, if Paige Beckers from UConn, she's coming back another year, and Paige Beckers was Caitlin before Caitlin was, because she was, they came in the same time, and she got all the juice and the props. Then she got hurt, and Caitlin stepped up. So if Paige Beckers jump into that spot, then yes, it can happen. You know what I'm saying? But UConn was awesome for years. Gino Auriemma has 11 championships. Nobody cared, right? Tennessee had a million championships. Nobody cared. Iowa come on the scene. You get a Caitlin Clark, basically the female version, light-skinned female version of Steph Curry of women's basketball, comes in, and everybody's like, we got to see that. Now she's going to the WNBA. Will the college basketball be better than it's been forever? Yes. Will it be the same when Caitlin was there?
No.
Mm-mm. You think you finna see another 18 million people watching the women's college basketball game without a superstar like Kate? Now, Juju can be that. There's only one problem. Juju ain't from Iowa. Juju from the west side, probably somewhere where my brother Larry Rogers is. Somewhere in L.A. somewhere. Juju played for USC in Los Angeles, California, not in Iowa. Just my opinion.
And I get what you're saying, but the difference that you're saying, back in the day, that's where they made their mistakes at. College basketball marketed their coaches. Now they're understanding they're starting to market players, especially women's college basketball are really marketing their players. I mean, back in the day, of course, you know, you had the Maya Moores and the Candace Parkers and the Rebecca Lobos and they were awesome. All of these people, they were awesome, and we got it. But they played under a Coach G, a Pat Summitt, and all of the other people. And shout out to the Stanford coach who also just retired. Also, I can't think of her name right now. But they marketed the coaches even in college basketball. Calipari, Coach K. I can't even think of my man with the slick Italian dude that used to Rick Pitino. Like this is how college did. So I think with them marketing these young girls, it's gonna be good. And now to your point, their hope. I get it.
Their hope.
The hope is gone. The hope. But Paige.
Thrill is gone. Salute to BB from Memphis, like me. Go ahead, bro. Right.
The hope is gone. It went down against the 38 no squad because that's what it was. And had she won it, it would have been a wrap. You dig what I'm saying? It would have been a wrap. It was like Magic versus Bird type situation.
Yeah.
But no, I don't think it's gonna falter that.
Let me say this. Let me clarify this. It's gonna be better than what it was. It's gonna be better because it's gonna be some people that came for Caitlin and saw, oh, Juju, nice. They came for Caitlin and saw, Angel Reese and the other girl, Flajay, nice. You know what I'm saying? And they'll come back for that. So they're gonna gain some, definitely. But will it be 18 million knocking out the man's? I don't know if it's gonna be that again. But it's gonna be way better.
$24 million
hit different, dog.
And no sport basketball wise.
That's right. No NBA game this year hit $24 million.
Nah, not since the 90s.
No college man's basketball hit $24 million. They messing around with them football numbers. Now football hit stuff like that.
But
women's college basketball hit different. So my hope is
it stays high.
I hope it does stay high. It ain't gonna be Caitlin Clark high. That's gonna be the WNBA. Watch. Go ahead, bro. We're done.
Yeah, I mean, you made your point. You made your point right there, bro.
You made your point, one word. Shut up.
18.7 is crazy, bro.
Nuts. All right, NBA Impress, Depress this week. Man, we're going to go with the Eastern Conference first, bro. Who are you impressed
with?
Listen,
man, I'm impressed with the 76ers more so Joel Embiid for acting like he was hurt to get all that rest and go into the playoffs.
He is a lazy big son. He is a lazy son.
I'm with the 76ers. That boy was playing like a mug. He went to Denver and said, I got hurt. He ain't been back. Now this boy coming back dropping 30 on him.
Like it ain't nothing.
With three a big pointers down low.
With a big, huge knee brace just for funsies. Just for,
right.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the 76ers too, man, because they going to mess around. I feel sorry. If they stay at number seven, that means the Bucks have to play the 76ers. You know what? The Bucks going to lose.
Oh, yeah.
Because the 76ers is way better than a seven seed team. They had a better win percentage than the Boston Celtics when everybody was healthy. Like, they're going to be a problem. They're going to be a whole problem. So, yeah, I'm going to go with them, man. Who you depressed with in the East, bro?
The Cavs, man. They're on a three-game losing streak heading into the playoffs. And if they're not careful, man, they're going to fall into the play-in. Right now, they're right on the cuffs. And if they fall into the play-in and we can win out, meaning we as the Miami Heat, because I'm a Heat fan. Yeah, I said it. And I also know. Listen, my point is the Cavs.
Yeah. I'm depressed with your team, the Miami Heat. Because y'all always messing around. Every season, y'all get to the play-in and mess around. That's the best word I can say for this show, this family show. Mess around all the time and then get to play-in. Now y'all want to play for real. Mess around, go all the way to the finals. Mm-hmm. Play for real sometime. As a man that have a team that's struggling and historically had historically injured team, I don't like y'all right now. Quit playing, man. Go on and win and quit playing with these folks, man.
Hey, they do. They play around the whole season, bro.
You already know.
Having Mia Hagans on edge and then
y'all
get to
the
fans
know,
and just roll.
All right, Impress in the West, bro.
Hey, man, the T-Wolves is keeping it without cash, bro. 100%. And they go into tonight's game, and whoever comes out of that game between them and Denver tonight at 9 o'clock, I think it play all time, I'll be knocked out. I'll see it in the morning. But, yeah, they come out as number one.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Dallas Mavericks, man. I'm going to go off the beaten path, man. They are very, very – they are in a real good groove right now. And Kyrie, beast mode right now. Now, if you got Kyrie and Luka in beast mode
– Kyrie is balling, bro.
Killing these dudes. Kyrie dunking in games now. I mean, Kyrie always could dunk, but he wasn't catching lobs, though. You know what I'm saying? This man catching lobs, shaking folks. Man,
hey,
man,
that boy lost
like
20 pounds
different.
Off Ramadan. He came out jumping out the gym. Them special meals they prepared for that boy.
I'm gonna save all them jokes. I ain't going to do it. All right, man. Deep breaths in the West, bro. Hey, I can't do it.
Not the jokes. So I'm just saying. He came off Ramadan and lost all that weight. Jumping out the gym.
He did what he had for his faith, bro.
The Suns were six. And have lost their last two. They were six in the West and lost their last two. They 6-4 in their last 10. Let me tell you something, man. The Suns is another team. They get ready to fool around. If you look at that bottom half, and we're going to talk about it, look at that bottom half of that Western Conference. Mm-hmm. Hey, the Suns going to be in trouble, and they're going to be in the play-in. And they just not playing right. Bradley Beal, I don't know what's going to – I think Bradley Beal may be the new Mr. Glass. Shout out to St. Louis. But I think he has officially taken over Mr. Glass from AD. Because AD been balling. I didn't see AD man up this year. Glass, Mr. Bill is 2024 Mr. Glass.
I'm going to go with the Phoenix Suns as well, man. This is why. Y'all shouldn't be this bad.
I don't care.
Bradley Bill could not even be there, period.
And y'all shouldn't be this bad.
Yeah. You have Kevin Durant and Devin Booker and role players. You got Allen played for Duke. What's his name? First name. Played for Duke, the shooter. Played for Milwaukee. Grayson Allen.
Yeah.
Having a year of his life, splashing from three. You got three players. You got Eric, I forgot old boy coming off the bench. You got enough. You should not suck.
Eric Gordon.
And Eric Gordon. And for some reason, man, KD, can you lead a team, my guy? Can you just be a leader? Dog, just go in there and slap somebody. Hey, man, y'all playing like boo-boo. What is wrong with y'all?
He's not an alpha, bro. He's not an alpha.
It's time to step up. Say it with your chest. Say it with your chest.
He's a skirter.
Salute to Kevin
Hart. Not an alpha.
That's hilarious. I can't even focus no more.
Scary. Yo, what? Ain't no alpha. Stupid. That's why, hey, Draymond is an alpha. Smack that boy. Sit that skirt to the East Coast.
Brother Dre, what's up, sir? He said Vogel can't coach, man. Hey, yeah, Vogel ain't. He a good defensive coach, though.
Dre was, you know, good, man. Give him that.
Hey, man, Vogel got a chip with the Lakers, but he did have LeBron, and LeBron is a coach whenever LeBron is on your team. So I will say that.
Where did he get the championship with the Lakers at, man?
The bubble. Yes, he got the
bubble. Where
everybody
else was living in apartments, efficiencies, and LeBron had a whole house like we got chilling.
Hey, that boy had an Airbnb like when we was in Florida at that time. Right. But just him. No family.
Nobody
no
else.
Nothing. Just him.
Nobody else.
8 rooms by yourself. Just like, by yourself. Be comfortable in here.
And they better have one. And guess who was in that championship in the bubble? My Heat. Same way they're going to get to the Eastern Conference Championship this year.
All right, man, let's talk about I ain't going to put it up here, man, but let's talk about the playoffs, man. We just do it all in this segment right here.
Yeah, we got it. Hey, look, man, the NBA playoffs, this is the picture right now. I told you, Boston at number one. Milwaukee is at number two right now. Hold on, let me pull this up so I ain't looking down. Boston is number two. You got New York, Orlando, Cleveland, Indiana Pacers, Philadelphia, Miami is at number eight, and then 9 and 10 is Chicago and Atlanta. And Atlanta scares me when it comes to these play-in games because these chumps always seem to play good, and Atlanta is on a momentum swing right now, winning without
Trae. Trae finna come back. And Trae not even come back.
And Trae ain't even been playing. So right now, this is how it looks with the play-in tournament. It would be Heat at the 76ers. The winner of that game will face the Bucks. I didn't mention the West yet, but it'd be Kings and Suns, Hawks and Bulls, Warriors at Lakers. The loser of that game gets eliminated. That's going to be crazy. And that's how the play-in tournament is looking. Out West, like I said, tonight, Minnesota and Denver play each other. They're both 55 and 24. Whoever loses, if the Thunder win, they're now tied in second place with the Thunder, who are 54 and 25. That top three is going to be crazy to the end of the season. It's going to flip-flop. Over at 3 and 4, you got 4 and 5. The Clippers are 50 and 28. The Dallas Mavericks are now number five at 49 and 30. Yep. What I was talking about the Phoenix Suns, they're dropping down to that 7th seed. Mm-hmm. It's a possibility they're gonna drop to 8. So right now with the playoffs coming in, if you are a huge NBA fan, watch this last week because that play-in tournament is gonna switch. The Lakers could possibly move all the way up to number 6 or 7. Yeah. And so the Warriors right now, I think they're pretty much stuck at 10. They're going to be in the play-in game regardless. They can lose out and still be in the play-in game. But the Lakers can actually catapult up because Sacramento, they dropping games. Phoenix dropping games. Mm-hmm. It's crazy, man. I'm excited about the playoffs this year. It's up in the air.
One thing I do not like about this play-in scenario, right? You got the teams, these older teams like the Lakers, Golden State Warriors, the Heat on the east side. 76ers, now that happened only because of injury. But your booby prize for being number one or two in the West, you get to play either the Lakers with LeBron and all the refs, or you get to play Steph. Right. You heard that right. Lakers, LeBron, AD. I'm going to add AD to it because he's had a very good year and he ain't been hurt as much this year. He only mixed six games all year.
And all the refs.
You get to play them. Bro. That's your booby prize for being number two. I know this. I lived this last season.
Oh, yeah, you did.
Number two seed, win 50-something games. Yes, you get to play the Lakers and LeBron and all the refs. And this is what you get. That would be the worst thing ever for Oklahoma City. Some team like that. Denver going to put them down. It don't matter who Denver play. But all the rest of them teams, the young teams at the top of the West, like Minnesota and Oklahoma City, man, that's going to be a problem for them. Now, I wouldn't say that for Dallas because Luka.
I don't know about Minnesota, bro.
Yeah, they got the bigs. That's the thing with Minnesota. They got bigs. Oklahoma City ain't really got bigs.
Quad has just kept Gobert. He's beasting this year.
Yeah. He back on his DPOY energy this year, for real.
No doubt.
Yeah, he back on it. But, you know, I just that's the only thing I don't like about that, man. You work hard all year to get this great record. And as these aging superstars, they've learned, I'm going to rest during the regular season. You mess around and get the Lakers winning 10 games straight because they just turn it on at the end. You know what I'm saying? Golden State looking like Golden State of 5 years ago. Even Draymond dropping threes because they have that gene in them. They superstars and they can turn it up. And these young guys ain't never been to playoffs. They be like, yeah, go on and win all them games in the regular season. We're going to see what's going to happen in playoff time, though. You know, when we got the refs and long timeouts on our side.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And no back-to-backs. You know what I'm saying?
No back-to-backs, and we get a chance to soak in the ice tub. I'm going to tell you what I really think getting ready to happen here, though. I think this is the year Oklahoma City show everybody that we ready.
Okay.
Because they have the size in Chet. Chet is a lot stronger. After he got ran over by LeBron, that boy went and got in the gym. He missed the whole year because he stood in front of that freight train called LeBron James. And he's playing ball. I know y'all don't like it, and I agree with y'all say. Giddy is balling. You got Dorf. He's balling. Williams. They have a complete team. And they were winning even when my man stepped out. And that's where the 76ers is dangerous at, because they were winning even when Embiid was out. And now they're ready to get a complete team going into the – I just don't think 76ers can beat my Heat. I just don't. It's two teams that can't beat the Heat, the Sixers and the Celtics. Until y'all do it, I'm not impressed. You got to beat them in the seven-game
series. I would never
say
a negative word about the Heat other than I hate they don't play to the end of the year. But at the end of the day, they can. Now, Embiid is a different Embiid this year, and Maxey is a different Maxey. Maxey is ridiculous, but Maxey, I have to see it in the playoffs. And what you said about Oklahoma City, they have the makeup and the chemistry to do it. But the bigs is what I think will scare me. The bigs and the refs. But Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is gonna get to that. He gonna get to the free throw line. But you know, we'll see.
Too early, real quick. Give me a Western Conference Finals. Give me an Eastern Conference Finals. We'll move on.
Western Conference Finals. Let's go. I'll go Denver and Minnesota.
Okay, I'm with you. Eastern Conference Finals.
Eastern, I'm gonna say Boston and Seventy-Sixers. I believe in this year. No hate to your team, though.
No doubt. I'm going Miami and Boston.
I got you. All right, man. Next subject. Why haven't the Dallas Cowboys made any big moves so far this offseason? Why haven't the Dallas Cowboys made any big moves so far this offseason, Mr. Davis?
Because Jerry Jones is a gambler, and he knows what he's doing, bro. We can say what we want about Jerry. He still got Dak. He went and got Trey Lance as a backup just in case Dak don't act right. You got CeeDee Lamb over there and Trevor Diggs. They also have the 24th overall pick in the first round, and they got the 56th overall pick in the second round. And we all know Mr. Irrelevant is proof of that out in the Bay. The NFL draft is different from any other draft. So I think he's just waiting.
I would hope so. I think I would hope so. I think he's passed up some golden opportunities. I think the biggest mistake that he has made was not firing that coach. He could have got Bill Belichick. That would have been a perfect coach for him. Because Bill Belichick, you know what Bill Belichick hate? Media. And you know what Jerry Jones love? Media. It would have been perfect. Because all Bill Belichick want to do is coach. You know what I'm saying? I don't love the Cowboys coach. I'm all right with Dak. I'm okay with Dak. You know, Dak ain't great. He ain't bad. But you know, I think they need more help, and I think they should have been more aggressive. Now, obviously, like you say, the draft hasn't even come yet, and they draft very well. They're very known for drafting well. They always draft well. So maybe they're going to get all their stuff in the draft where they low-priced people, where they ain't got to pay them a lot, and they ain't going to win that way. But it just kind of – it really surprised me, because I think one of the winners of the offseason in the NFL has been Houston.
The Texans has been killing.
Texans. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. They've been going in, man. And, you know, they're not in the same division or nothing. But I was like, man, how Dallas going to feel like they ain't the best team in Texas? You know what I'm saying? Because Houston might be next year.
Well, they never will be, because Dallas is America's team, whether you hate them, love them, or this whatever the case may be. How about them Cowboys? And that's just the way it is. And Yankees they hanging football. On. They hanging on, right? The Yankees are football, or the Dodgers are football.
Or Dodgers are football.
You know what I mean? But listen, there's still some free agents out there. My man ain't dumb, man. Like, listen, them free agents hanging out over there. Let's see what we get in the draft, and we'll fill the holes from some of these veteran free agents and some of these guys that's still out there. Because what we wanted him to do was go after Henry when Henry was available. We thought he was going to go to Saquon Barkley the route or whatever the case may be, but I never thought about this. Saquon Barkley was an enemy of the Cowboys. They was in the same division. Why would he go sleep with the enemy? You dig what I mean? Like, it so it made sense for Saquon to not be a Cowboy. You know what I mean? Henry. I don't want to go down there. I'm cool. Let me go
he
up there.
He lives
where,
in Dallas.
I get it.
In the off season.
Well, if he lives in Dallas in the off season, maybe he's trying to get away from a baby mama. I don't know. What I do know is I can't be around this.
All right. I didn't think about it that way.
Get
my
away,
bad, bro.
Brother. No, but all jokes aside, Henry looking at the fact that, yo, I got a true mobile quarterback.
Yeah.
Yo, we're going to go have some fun. So I think people did what made professional sense to them. And his legs and his body can last a couple of more seasons because he ain't the only one running the ball like he would be down in Dallas. Because they lost everybody.
Hagan running back said, wise. The Cowboys still going to get put out wild card weekend no matter who they draft.
Facts.
But this is true. Barton came to Philly to another division, right? This
I
is
did, too. But it's not
remember.
The Cowboys. It's not the Cowboys.
But we got to remember, Hagans is a Philly fan, and no Philly fan like the Cowboys.
No, I know they don't. But
right.
A Giant going to a Cowboy compared to going to Philly is two different things. You dig what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You're not going to do that. You're not going to the Cowboys. People hate the Cowboys, bro.
Yeah,
that's my thing. I think he's just holding on. He ain't done.
I think he's just holding on, waiting to the draft and try to make some smart money moves. I mean, he is a businessman. He is a money man, obviously. He made plenty of it. Look at their stadium. One of the best stadiums in the NFL, period.
Boy.
Best stadiums in America, period. Really, one of the best. So
yeah.
He know what he's doing with his bread, you know, but I fear they window may be closing. Just like I feel like the Bills window has closed. And I feel like the Bills fans. They just got an unlikely shot. I just thought about them. But I also think the Cowboys window may be closing because I don't think Dak is a premier quarterback. I think he's a very good one, but not a premier. You know what I'm saying? Mm. And I think that's part of the holding back, and you just can't. But who else they going to get? A rookie may not come in being that good. They not up high enough to get a rookie that's going to make a difference, you know?
Bro, they got Trey Lance sitting back there. Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
Trey Lance.
I'm just saying, bro.
Man, if Trey Lance couldn't be good in the San Francisco Make-A-Wish Make-A-Wish offense, Purdy is good there.
It slipped, bro. Let's keep going.
I am here. All right, man. Next subject.
That boy flipped off quick.
Last one, Dame Lillard. Is considered a Hall of Fame player, but does he really make his teammates better? Dame Lillard is considered a Hall of Fame player, but does he really make his teammates better? Mr. Davis.
Nope. He doesn't.
Nope.
Dame Lillard is no different than Allen Iverson in this sense. In all of his career, Dame has only played with one NBA All-Star. And guess who that was? It wasn't CJ McCollum.
Nope.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
LaMarcus Aldridge.
That is the only All-star player Dame has ever played with. And I'll let you go and then we'll continue to move.
Well, not now, but before. Because he played with Giannis.
I'm talking
right now.
About
back in the past.
Because
he only
played 66 games so far with Giannis this year.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to count him with Giannis. I'm talking about his Portland career at this point.
Yeah, I don't think he really – I think he's more of an ISO player. Now, he passes. He does pass. And he tries to get players involved. But Dame is no Chris Paul. You know what I'm saying? Chris Paul is like a point. They call him point guard, right? So his whole thing, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander is so good because he played with Chris Paul. Remember that. We forget about when Chris Paul went over there to Oklahoma City, took them to the playoffs and showed them how to play. Think about when you watch Shai Gilgeous, what he do? He post up. Same thing Chris Paul do. Chris Paul is our height, posting up in the NBA.
Shai
Gilgeous, what, 6'5", 6'6", doing it? And it's unstoppable, right? So I think Damian Lillard, man, I believe Damian Lillard will win when I see him win. That's what I say. Because like you said, C.J. McCollum was an all-star type player, but they never won. They got to the Western Conference Finals one time?
One time and got swept.
Yeah. Remember, all just ran up out of there? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, I think he's great, though. I think he would be considered so much greater if Steph Curry didn't exist because he shoot threes close to similar. You know what I'm saying? But he ain't Steph Curry. You know, he ain't winning like Steph Curry. He can shoot kind of like Steph Curry, but he's not elevating the whole team like that. Like, quiet is kept, man. Who team is the Bucks? That's Giannis' team.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Giannis won without no Dame Lillard. He won with a Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday is a very good player. Jrue Holiday is not Damian Lillard. Jrue Holiday is Damian Lillard level defender. What I mean, like the same height level of excellence as a defender.
Right,
but
right.
Offensively, he is definitely not that. But he won with him. Won a chip. You know what I'm saying? So, go ahead, bro.
I think the other thing, not just because Steph exists, but it's a team. That's who he got swept by. He got swept by Steph and his team. The other thing, in 11 seasons, Dame went 422-347. My man is 4-8 in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. And like I said, with one Western Finals appearance, and when he got swept by the Warriors. And when he got swept by the Warriors, wasn't nobody beating the Warriors that year. No, if I'm not mistaken, nobody. That's the year KD came through. And mm-hmm. And did his thing, you know what I mean? He was the skirt, and Draymond was the alpha. But the great player Dame is. He's a very great player, and we Dame time. He's great for moments, but moments don't win championships. Is he a Hall of Fame player? Yes, definitely. He better go to the Hall. You know what I mean? He carried Portland, but the one thing I say why is Allen Iverson like? What happened to AI at the end of his career? He became a journeyman. We see him in Denver. Like, what the heck is Allen Iverson doing in Denver? What the heck is Dame Lillard doing in Milwaukee? You dig what I'm saying? Right. Like, and this is what you're seeing for him now. He's matched up with Giannis. I don't think they're going to win together because guess what? AI went and got matched up with Carmelo Anthony, and we thought they was going to win in Denver. This is going to be great, and it just does not work. These are the pieces of the puzzle. Everybody's still there. You got Bobby Portis. Brooke Lopez, you still got Middleton, who's kind of hurt, and I think he kind of limping his way on in, and you got Giannis. What you don't have is the defender out of Jrue Holiday, who is now in Boston, and that's what's going to make them a problem.
Yes, you have Pat Bev, which is not Jrue Holiday. Pat Bev was good, but he's not Jrue Holiday. Jrue Holiday, what, 6'4"? You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Guard bigger players. Pat Bev is not what he used to be. Great player, though. Good career, man. Big salute to him.
Yeah, no doubt.
All right, man. Yeah, we're going to wrap it from here, man. This will be right at the time we can wrap up.
Yeah, let's get it.
Yeah, here we go.
What happened to the one word?
I said we're going to wrap it from here, brother. Wrap it from here.
My bad.
End it.
That shows us. I'm like, have you ever thought? Have I ever listened? You dig what I'm saying? I really thought what these guys are doing with this podcast. How can I help support them? How can I be a blessing to them? Go ahead and hit that like, subscribe, and notification button so that when we come live, you can see when we being goofy. We appreciate y'all sliding through. If we you want to shimmy, you know what I'm saying? If you want to shimmy something our way, go ahead and shimmy. Yeah. Shout out to our homegirl D. Not the same podcast at the Cash App. Go to notthesamepodcast.com/support. And y'all been in them comments. I'm telling y'all that helps us. Y'all don't understand. We saw some people slide through today. We haven't seen in a minute. Rev was good with you. Scooter came through. Our man's Larry Rogers came through. And, you know, the boys, we see you. Dre came through. Haven't seen him in a good little minute. And then our norms, you know what I mean? Hagans, D, we appreciate that, man. That's support, man. That's support.
We do. All right, man, we will be back tomorrow with another Music and Faith show playing the latest and greatest of CHH music and positive hip-hop. Man, make sure you tune in at 6 o'clock, man. We will be here on time. You should be, too. You know what I'm saying?
You should be, too.
All right, man. Without further ado, I'm C. Micah.
I'm Robert Dean, bro.
We out, man. This is a goofy show, man. We'll see y'all later. Gave us the power, so we flexin'. He showing out, that's why we